Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reggie Adetula. I realized somebody was like, why does everybody call you Reggie, but you call yourself Reginald? And I was like, you know what? Do I have to, explaining that again?
It might just annoy
everybody, but
we always get new listeners.
My name is Reginald Adetula. I like my name. My mama gave me that name. But also, people use the more casual form of people's names. And it was really weird when everybody was calling me Reginald all the time. I was like, I don't think I've ever had somebody do that. And so I was like, no, y'all good. Y'all can call me Reggie. But I will do, at least on the first reference, I'll call myself Reginald. But
there
it's
you
cool.
Go.
You can call me Reggie. It's cool. People have called me Reg. I ain't fought him or nothing.
What else have they called you?
Well, some things that I have fought over. But either way, I am still me, and I'm still happy to be on this very program with you at this moment. What I'm not happy about is that the Texans' offensive line and offensive play just in general, the output has not been at a place that is, appealing. It has not been sufficient. And we've seen that, right? We've seen even D'Amico Ryans, who has been really, really defensive of his guys and so on and so forth, has been very vocal in saying it's not good enough. Everybody has to be better. You know that I love the EPA and these things and, you know, the graphics of these things as well. Seeing the different graphs and such have been really illuminating. This Texans team offensively, like the defense is doing a lot of carrying. They have fallen into a tier of team that is, around with the Bears and such. Like, that is the caliber offensively that we're talking
that
about.
That hurts. And you're not wrong.
And it's supposed to, right? Like, especially with the expectations.
That hurts.
With the expectations this team has. Yeah. Like, you are along the lines, and of course, not exactly in the same space, but like, when you talk about the caliber of team, with the way that this defense is playing, but with how, let's face it, poorly the offense is playing, all things considered. Like, that's putting you in that place. And we've talked a lot about the Jimmys and Joes. We've talked a lot about the actual players and their capabilities or lack thereof, or their ability to actually get it done or lack thereof. At what point does coaching culpability come into this?
Yesterday at 3 p.m.
Why that time exactly?
Yes, I'll tell you the exact time that it became about coaching for the Houston Texans. So yesterday at 3 p.m., the only move they made was Khalil Davis going to the Niners. Nothing of note, right? So
much ado about nothing.
Okay, I was going to say that. So you'll hear it tonight, but
you will hear it tonight.
you'll hear
Texans
it tonight.
Texans All Access.
On Texans All Access.
6P, right, Fit?
Yeah,
that's right.
But Nick Caserio said the trade deadline, more often than not, is much ado about nothing, which is not true. It's much ado about nothing for him, but the Chiefs would disagree, the Bills would disagree, the Ravens would disagree, the Steelers would disagree, hell, even the Cowboys would disagree at some point. But the AFC teams I just mentioned are all ahead of you. or tied in the win column.
Okay, like the actual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I was getting into the more nebulous space of like, do you power ranking kind of ahead?
No,
of you?
No,
like,
no, no, no. Just are the actual Steelers, wins
are
the and losses.
But like, yeah, when it comes to the actual wins and actual losses, win I believe. Well, the Ravens are tied with. They're 6-3 as well.
Or even.
Yes.
They're either tied or ahead of you. So they'll disagree that it's much ado about nothing. Okay, couple that with. We all have to play better. That irked me so much, as you guys well know.
It's true.
And I love that man. But God, dog, man, we all have to play better. I think we know where you have to play better the best. So in that moment, to me, it became about coaching. Because here's what happened, Reggie. Here's what happened, mm-hmm. Figgy. When they stayed status quo with the offensive line, and by the way, it's not just the offensive line that needs help, as we've often talked about. They basically said, and we're going into week 10. They being Nick and D'Amico primarily said, our coaches will get this right.
Not explicitly, but kind of that kind of is what it feels like, yeah. Right? If everybody needs to be better and the guys that you have are the guys that you're going with, in theory, it's like they need to play better. And the guys that are the people that are in charge of helping them play better need to do their responsibilities more. And I think that brings us to two names in particular, I think. We'll figure out if I'm forgetting anybody. Mm-hmm. One is obviously Bobby Slowick. And the thing that I always ask, because people are like, he needs to be held accountable. What is the accountability? And so, in a way, I think, what is the accountability that can be had for an offense coordinator? Well, obviously, one with any job is being fired.
Yeah.
That's not helping nobody in this circumstance. You're still 6-3. You're still very well on the path to winning the AFC South going to the playoffs. Like, firing that dude, I don't think, is something that you can do. Taking away play calling responsibilities? Is that something you can do?
Maybe.
I don't know that I feel great about that because, and this is a question that I've asked, and ultimately this is where I want to get to with Bobby Slowick. Who's his OG? Yeah. You know, I mean, we talk about this. Who's his vet in a way, right? We talk about this in sports sometimes, particularly I always think about it in the context of basketball, but you got guys who have their vet in football and other sports as well. Who is the person that will help him when maybe he reaches an impasse that his experience is not? Or that he has not experienced those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also think that...
Sounding board, OG, sounding board, whatever you want to call it.
The next person that you would give play calling responsibilities to if you were to do it was Jerod Johnson, right?
Probably. Probably Jerod Johnson, who I believe...
Anybody else have like play calling experience?
Well, Bill Lazor, right? Senior offensive. He's been around the league a little bit.
But I don't imagine that they'd give him play calling. He's an offensive analyst, right?
I don't know. Ben McDaniels, you know.
And so, like, I don't think that you'd pass responsibility, but who are the people that are charged with helping the man that's in charge? And, like, it feels like, and look, I'm not in that room. I can't give you a definitive view of what this looks like.
Yeah.
But I can talk about what it feels like. And it does feel like Bill Lazor should be the guy that's able to give you or give the you in the sense of being Bobby Slowick, give Bobby Slowick, hey, in these circumstances, when I've seen it, in my experiences being an offensive coordinator in the three previous places where I've been a play caller or been an offensive coordinator, when this issue comes up, these are some of the things that we go to.
Yeah.
Maybe not being like, hey, this is what you need to do, but hey, these are some of the things that you go to that can help you get to those places. And we've seen Bobby Slowick cycle through some trying to find some answers, but he hadn't found them, and he hasn't gone through all of them. And you do wonder, like, hey, isn't your play calling, isn't your offensive coordinator, like, analyst that is on this staff supposed to help? And I do wonder if that is something where, not quite accountability, but help can be had in having somebody. And this is where, like, someone like Norv Turner coming in for the Raiders made me think, like, hey, where's that person that can be a senior analyst that can help?
Where's Gary Kubiak?
Help some of the answers. I wouldn't hate to Kubiak right now.
Where's Gary Kubiak?
Gary, if there's one thing Gary Kubiak gonna have is an offensive line that runs some zone well.
Yeah, it is.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But here's the thing, man. Like, at I said 3 p.m. yesterday, because when the deadline passed and you said, you basically said, we're good. We feel like we're good. There wasn't a deal out there that we thought was going to be worth it, or it's much ado about nothing, or Jarrett Patterson is going to be more than enough to fill that void and make the offensive line. Once you say we're good, it becomes about the coaches.
Correct.
Because what you're saying is, it ain't the players. And they literally have said, we can all play better. So 3 p.m. yesterday until the end of the season, I'm telling you, it's about can these coaches make them better. And if they can't, Figgy talks about, there are several things on the table in the offseason. All of a sudden, things could turn for these guys. It's about coaching the rest of the way.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if they just come up with a whole new coaching staff as far as like on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe, offensive side.
Yeah, on the offensive side, man, because they spent a lot of money on this offensive line, mm-hmm. and I ain't think they would be this bad like this.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's fair. Somebody on the YouTube went to just a theory that I hadn't even, or not even theory, but just kind of a thought that I had not even gotten close to getting to. They said when we were going through head coaching hell, huge part of me wanted to see what our Johnny Harris had as a coach of some sort.
Oh,
dude
boy.
Knows ball.
I think he's in a good gig.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think we want to step into that.
I know.
We mentioned it earlier. When it comes to coaches, they build different. They just want to coach. So we should ask John. If you
I can tell you his answer.
Okay, very good. From the 832.
You can be a DB coach.
Yeah.
There you go. 832 on the 5-hour energy fan line says, don't you think D'Amico and the coaches are on the offensive line's keisters? But you don't make it a public thing about it. I do. It's the professional way to do it.
No, I think that could be right. What I'm saying is now there's no more, oh, it's this or that. It's coaching. Because the general manager and the head coach both said, we're good.
Yeah,
he's not making. They're not making the excuse of we got to get some better players in here. These are the better players in their minds.
Or at least the players that you got, right? Like, this is what you got to make the food. Yeah. And this is where we come to the other coach, I think, in this. And the one that people have clamored for talking about. Offensive line coach Chris Strasser. Right? There are some, and I don't know what it is about it, because again, offensive line is almost this kind of magical place that I don't fully understand, and I think is a lot harder for a lot of people that are not in those trenches to understand. But there's just some guys that can get great offensive line play. And of course, you need the Jimmys and Joes of it. There's some people that you will never be caught dead without a good offensive line, right? And those names start to come to mind. Mm-hmm. Munchak comes up, Callahan, the Elder. Yeah. Comes up, right? Like, there's some names that come up for you, and I do wonder why is it that this offensive line struggles sometimes with technique, struggles sometimes with communication and knowing where they're supposed to be, or like knowing when they need to help and when they don't need to help the person next to them. Like, why is that the case? And that would, I imagine, fall on Chris Strasser to make sure that those things get all together. And we're 9 weeks in and we haven't seen that fully.
Look, the other thing that D'Amico said is we all have to play better. He didn't want to just say, it's on just on the offensive line. He said we all have to play better. Okay, so let's take it, let's extend it a little bit. Why hasn't Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie stepped up a little more consistently? He says he's got the guys. That's coaching. Why has Tank Dell been a little bit less than we expected and somewhat erratic, although he had a good game, this past week? That's coaching. So I can't emphasize this enough. They've told us it's not the players.
Okay, that kind of narrows it down.
But I think this is something that is going to be obviously something that we all watch.
Yeah.
And I imagine including the building watch over the course of the season. We talked about with D'Amico in his coach's show, the Coffee with Coach on Texas All Access. They have talked about how, you know, there's these markers for self-scouting and evaluation. 9 weeks in, midway through the season, is one of those markers. Like, let's see what they have self-scouted and what they shift about this team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if those things do not land, I do wonder what can be done on the fly in the middle of the season. But also, you start to begin to think about what you might have to do at the end of the season. That's further off. But, like, what can you do right now to get this team to play better, particularly on offense, and play up to the level of the talent that they've acquired and the investment that they've made in this team?
It's very, very much on what they do from here on out, because you talk about the investment in this team. They've made that investment all over the place. They've in a not-so-indirect way said this is going to be our year. They have talent. Nobody's ever questioned the talent on this team. Hell, you know, the national media outlets were putting them right up there as a Super Bowl contender. Okay, but it's not the players. That kind of narrows it down, as I mentioned earlier. And it's not just Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
It's the receivers coach. It's Chris Strasser. Hell, you can look at the secondary, coach, even though the defense has been the strength of this team. If you're saying it, they're good enough, well, then it kind of narrows down where the problem needs to be fixed.
Yeah, and maybe this gets even better. We do know that Jarrett Patterson is playing today. If he's available to play, you would hope that you get more of what you saw in that 10 play drive that ultimately led to a touchdown where he takes over for Kenyon Green before he gets his concussion, right? If you get similar play to that where he's able to be passable, be solid, now it's really incumbent upon Bobby Slowick, because you can't, if you're not having those big breaks at left guard that are, causing, pressure up the middle and causing other players on the offensive line to have to try and cover for Kenyon Green or what have you. If you're not having those breaks, now you get rid of that issue to a point, or at least you get it to a place where it's on Bobby. You know that you don't have the best offensive line, but if you're not having major slip-ups, are you doing the things that mitigate this? Are you getting the ball out quickly? Are you getting the ball into space, right? And then I think you have even more opportunity to evaluate what these coaches are doing, because, as you mentioned, the no moves on the deadline do point to the idea that, hey, coaches, it is now incumbent on you to get it done with these guys that you have right here.
And, you can even throw C.J. Stroud in there. As much as he's saved their backsides on multiple occasions this year already, the old game plan we've talked about, that's coaching. The short passes. Now, they've shown us some a little bit here and there. But has this offense made the adjustments that you feel is going to protect the franchise?
Right, and also in moments where, where you can see that there people are walking guys up to the line, making sure that you have your hots and making sure you get it out, right? Like your hot routes, all those things you hope to see come together more consistently as you move forward, and it's going to be absolutely necessary.
No pressure, Bobby.
Lots of pressure, Bobby. Don't let him lie to you. It's a lot of pressure out here, but I believe in you for some reason. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for our lunchtime confessions that are brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Let's do those next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.